could probably use a little vacation right now, but when you're here in Pensacola, it's practically a vacation anyways, and the people who know this area and know what the sights and scenes are like the best, we have Nicole Stacy, as well as the new president and CEO, Darren Schaefer of Visit Pensacola. Guys, welcome back.
Good morning.
Darren, it is a pleasure getting to meet you for the first time. I know you've been with us now for a few months. You aren't completely new. You've been around for a little bit.
I've had the opportunity to experience our first summer, and it's been a quick 6 months.
A very quick 6 months, right? Imagine. And I know with everything involving COVID-19, and now you just had the hurricane come rushing on through, it's been probably not the most ordinary experience.
I think it's been a non-traditional year all the way through. As a community, we've experienced a lot in 2020. Just about every type of big conflict or challenge. I mean, I think we've seen them all.
Absolutely, it's just been a very crazy year. But I know one thing that's still for a fact is that it hasn't changed the scenery of Pensacola. It's still a beautiful place to live, work, and play. And this is what you guys are here for. You guys are here to promote what makes this community so special. And we still have a lot going on this weekend, especially. It's Halloween tomorrow.
Yeah, what are you doing for Halloween?
So I am going to a little event. And I did not get to pick my Halloween costume. My girlfriend picked it out for me.
Oh, it's picked for you. That's what happens. Get used to that.
Amanda and Callie, who works with us, she is absolutely fantastic. They went shopping yesterday, and they picked out my outfit. I'm going to basically resurrect John Travolta's character from Saturday Night Fever, which was something I did a few months back. Actually, it was like right before COVID started was when I had done this character for a charity event. And I'm bringing it back, but like I'm going to be extra John Travolta, I guess.
I'd expect nothing less from you.
I have a giant Afro wig and chest hair. They bought chest hair. So that's going to be my costume. What about you guys? Are we dressing up for Halloween?
I don't know if I'm dressing up this year. I did buy a Sully from Monsters, Inc. onesie. And so maybe I'll just wear that. I'm going to just go to a friend's and kind of help out with trick-or-treaters if they come by, you know, just kind of keeping it easy this year.
I'm taking an observational role this year.
I'm just
going to monitor.
I would expect nothing less and still going to be a nice and safe Halloween. It's going to feel kind of cool
outside. It's going to be great. And to your point, there's so many events that are starting to come back online, and we're really excited about these organizations that are doing everything they can just to provide a safe but fun way for people to get out and enjoy. You know, UWF Historic Trust has got their haunted house walking and tours. And if you've not done a haunted tour or a walking tour, it's fascinating because, one, we have so much history in Pensacola, but it's really cool to know that, like, this is where murders happen and this is where this person, it's like, it's so scary and eerie. It's a lot of fun. But if you want something a little more family friendly, Pensacon's going to be doing their big event tomorrow morning out at the Museum Plaza, and they're going to have all kinds of different characters. It's going to be a trick or trunk type event, but come out with your costumes. They're going to have entertainment and stuff going on all day long. You know, we've got the pumpkin mazes and the Holland Farms out there that I go every year just to take a sunflower picture because you have to do it for
the
Instagram.
You have to do the sunflower picture.
We've got the escape rooms going on. Civil Quarters is doing a murder mystery dinner. There's all kinds of stuff that's taking place, and I know for Darren and I, starting to feel like some normalcy is coming back. There's events coming back down online. If you're out on Palafox on a Saturday, you're watching people kind of stroll the streets, do their shopping, watch some football. It's that sense of that community that we love so much and we've missed. It's slowly starting to come back, and that's really exciting for us.
I couldn't be happier about the event that happened last Sunday over by Perfect Plain, the event that helped support Gulf Breeze businesses,
Bridge the Gap.
Mm-hmm. That was a really cool event. And then you also you brought back the Saturday markets. That's happening downtown. People are able to shop once again and mingle. And, you know, I noticed a lot of people still choosing to wear masks if they would like, if they're not inside especially. But I think that's still – it's good that we're starting to see some business come back and people are feeling more comfortable with interacting once again.
Yeah, I think we advocate for all that. Be safe, but live your life. And, you know, I think the event you're talking about is a great example of the resiliency of our community and the pride that our residents have where they live and willingness to help each other out.
Now, Darren, I actually want to focus on you now, so I'll shift over. You did just spend your first summer with us, but prior you were you're still fairly new. Explain some of your experience before coming to Pensacola.
So both my wife and I are originally from Wisconsin, and I spent a lot of my hospitality and tourism years in Wisconsin, Illinois, Atlanta, Kansas, but most recently I was running a similar organization out in California in Big Bear Lake. It's up in the mountains, 7,000 feet just outside of Los Angeles. So it was a great experience, but when the opportunity in Pensacola came up, both my wife and I said, that's where we want to be. And during the interview process, it felt like home right away. So we're very excited to be here. And, you know, everything we get to do, even though we haven't been able to get the full Pensacola experience yet, you know, has been amazing. And our beaches are fantastic. It's great to have a vibrant downtown. We were just out in Perdido Key last weekend throwing some mullet. So we really been enjoying ourselves.
It was his first mullet toss experience.
Oh, how did you do?
I did well. I don't think I embarrassed the organization or the county, so I think I did well.
Very good. At least you held your own, at least. That's, you know, mullet toss is one of those fascinating events. It's such a staple. I think other people from outside of town would be like, mullet toss? What? I'm like, no, have you done it, though? Like, have you experienced it? Have you checked out the Floribama?
Like, we took it to Nashville, and they all looked at us like we were crazy, but they loved it, and they couldn't wait to come down and do it in person at the actual event.
That's right. You went to Nashville with our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, to help promote Pensacola. I love the fact that every time Cat Country has an opportunity to go represent Pensacola, they bring along the agency that best represents Pensacola.
It's a lot of fun. It's a great partnership within our community. You know, we are our best advocates. And so having that partnership with the station and with all of our local media and knowing just that we can work together for the common good of bringing people here, but also reminding our community of just all the great things there is to do, see, offer. This is a community like no other.
I couldn't agree more. And it's a resilient community. It's one of those communities where if you ask, hey, let's all come together and let's do something, they always show up, especially the Bridge the Gap event. You mentioned that's an example of the resiliency of this community. It doesn't really matter what you throw at us. We'll find a way to bounce back. And I love that about this area. It's certainly one where we all kind of look out for each other, and we'll watch our backs, and we'll welcome the ones that want to experience it with us.
Well, I think what's going to happen here looking forward is that we've got a lot of great events and on the calendar coming up, and so while we haven't been able to do everything as we have in the past, they're coming back, and they're going to come back a little different. But I know one big event that we're looking forward to that's new is going to be the Sun Belt Basketball Conference Champions.
Yes.
In March. So we're excited to be bringing something new that hopefully have a long-term impact, not only for that event, but hopefully future events with Sun Belt.
Yeah, I already tried applying for my media credentials. They're not open yet, but that's how excited I am, is that because I also work with our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM and 99.1 FM. So the second that I heard that this was happening, I'm like, all right, I'm there. I'm courtside. I'm very excited the opportunity that this Sun Belt Conference Basketball Championship can bring.
Lucky for you, you might know a few people, and we'll make sure you get those media credentials.
Thank you. I'm going to have to look up those people.
Yeah, well, you know, tickets are going on sale soon, and so we're just really excited to bring something so big and wonderful to our community that can really open up the door, as Darren said, to other events. The Sun Belt Conference, that's an entire conference, so there's other sports involved that could potentially come to Pensacola. And just to bring all of those fans to the area to not only cheer on their teams, but to visit our downtown, to go to the gorgeous beaches, to try out all of the delicious culinary that we have to offer. I think they're going to really enjoy it. And who knows, we know we could get this whole new rush of visitors from different areas just because they came here to cheer on their favorite team.
And I'll say, I'm a sports guy. If you know me, you know that I live and breathe sports. I'm wearing my UWF National Championship shirt. I am just a sports guy through and through. So this area has always been so rich with really big sports figures like Derek Brooks, Bubba Watson. You have a guy like Quint Studer who brings a minor league baseball team to the area, and that's a fantastic facility, mm-hmm. by the way.
Absolutely.
And the many opportunities that we have to use that facility for a variety of different things. It's another great addition to a thriving downtown, but also a growing Pensacola community.
Yeah, it's been rated the number one minor league stadium in the nation. And so when all of a sudden you can't play baseball, what do? They turn it into a bed and breakfast, you know, an Airbnb, to create a totally unique experience unlike anywhere else. And again, just a great example of the innovation, imagination that's here in Pensacola.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, innovation and imagination, not only is that stadium the number one minor league stadium, but is also the number one Division II football field. Believe it or not, that was something, and that poll was taken the year UWF won the championship, so they got two championships out of that year. But yes, a baseball field that was also named the number one football field. You don't really see that often, but it's a really cool testament to the location, the beauty of what you see. You get to look out into the water, and then you can walk downtown if you'd like. It's just a good location, but also downtown itself is just continuing to be a great buzz. People enjoy downtown. They like being able to walk, park their car in one place and walk everywhere. The walkability is an extremely attractive thing. And also, again, bringing back the Saturday market, having people go through and do their shopping, that's, to me, that is such a big thing, especially if some people who live in Pensacola may not be able to go all the way to the beach now if the bridge is out.
Sure. I mean, and you know, that's our one thing as Visit Pensacola is we want to be that community resource that can really channel all of that information. So check out our website, visitpensacola.com, or follow us along on any of the social media channels, because we want to be able to keep you up to date with all of the information that's going on, whether it's things to do or how much time it's going to take you to get to Pensacola Beach. You know, I still wholeheartedly say, if you can get out to the beach and go enjoy your favorite restaurant or go check out the beaches because it's our favorite time of year, you should do that. Mm-hmm. Those businesses need your love, and it's some of our favorite restaurants out there, so this is the perfect time to do that. But if it's something that you can't get to, check out the calendar of events, because there's a ton of events that are starting to come back online, whether in person or virtually. There's options. But it really just is a testament to the people of Pensacola, and I think we talk about it a lot on this show. We talk about it just in general, but the people love where they live, and so they bring all of these really great and unique opportunities to this destination.
And how great is that widget that was it your agency that created the widget that says, you know, to and from Pensacola or to Pensacola Beach? It lets you know how long it would take if you're at Avalon, how long it takes if you're from the bridge. That it gives you an up-to-date idea of what your travel will be like if you live in Pensacola and you want to go to the beach, or vice versa, you're on the beach and you want to go into downtown.
Yep.
That is a great resource, and it's on our website at newsradio923, and all of our websites actually that we
have.
So
it's 3milebridge.com, and it's the number 3milebridge.com, and you can go there and you can see in real time just how long it's going to take you to get to specific places. And it was a whole collaboration of people that helped put that together and are now, you know, putting it out there on their channel. So we appreciate you guys putting it on your website. We appreciate anyone that's really utilizing and pushing out the site, because it's really helping people know, okay, if I leave at this time, I can get to where I need to be and be fine. And so it's really, really been a helpful tool for us.
Has your promotion strategy for promoting the beach, has that been altered in any way after the bridge went out of commission? Have you adjusted how you promote the beach?
I think that we are still promoting the beach 100%, because the beaches are our best driver, whether it's Perdido Key or Pensacola Beach. But I think we are being a lot more specific and candid on how you can get there and the different routes you can take and what you can do while you're there. So we are obviously wanting people to know that there might be a hold up, there might be some traffic, it might take you longer. But then I also go back to say, this is the beauty of Pensacola, right? It is an inconvenience for us, and no one's happy about it. No one is. But if we were to live in a bigger city, to get anywhere, it would take us 30, 45, maybe an hour just to get to our jobs or just to get to that restaurant downtown that you want to go see. So while this is an inconvenience and it will get better, we just want to keep showing the love to those restaurants and to the hotels and to everything that's out on the beach, because they're still going to be there, they're still going to need us, and they still are very much a part of Pensacola.
I agree, and I think that extra 15 minutes to half an hour is well worth it to get mm-hmm. out to our beaches. And using the widget is a great way to find the peaks. And the whole purpose of that is to help spread out that traffic flow. So if you go early, if you stay a little later, you're not going to experience those peak times.
You know, something I always forget that I did this, but I used to do a little bit of Uber and Lyft driving a little while back. And one time I picked up this young couple. They were just married and they're from Kansas. And they never been to a beach before, even unless it was on a lake. And so imagine, well, this is when Three Mile Bridge is still in commission, picking up someone from the airport and they're going across a big bridge for the first time in their lives. These people are in their 20s, but they're experiencing the beautiful water, and the weather was perfect, by the way. They're going across the bridge, they're on their way to the beach. Imagine that as somebody who hadn't even experienced that. And they're taking it in for the first time. I'm around it every day. Every single day I'm around it. My parents live in Gulf Breeze, so I take the bridge to go visit them, Garcon Point Bridge now, to experience from a tourism perspective just the shock and awe of just seeing the water the way they did. That was like a really cool bring me back down to earth moment. And I'm like, man, this is a cool place. This really is a cool place.
I mean, I think we take for granted every day just how awesome Pensacola is to live, work, and play. And I think sometimes you need those subtle reminders of this is your backyard. So enjoy it. You know, October is always, and I've been telling Darren this since he got here, October, October, October. It's a local's favorite time of year. It's beautiful weather. It's beautiful sunsets. It's just less crowded on the beach, so you don't have to wait so long to get in line at Peg Leg Pete's or anywhere for that matter. So, you know, still go do those things because this is our home and we want to support our people. And I think that's the best way that we can do that. And this is a subtle plug for you. The longer it takes you to get there, the more opportunity they get to listen in. So take the longer route for right now, but then you can listen to these guys all day and get the up-to-date information.
Absolutely, and you get all that information from here, News Radio 92.3 TSL, baby, time spent listening. So Darren, with things, you know, we're starting to trend more back in the realm of normalcy. With you already spending one summer here, what are the things that you really want to tackle as we continue to move forward?
Well, I think that the success of any marketing program is really bringing as many people into the process as possible. So we've got great stakeholders and partners, there's community leaders. And so, you know, we want to be inclusive and make sure people are aware of what we're doing and can be part of that conversation. We're always open to ideas and doing something a little different. You know, coming in from the outside, I've worked in 5 different markets. So, you know, every community is different and a way to approach it is different. I think it's important for us to really showcase what makes us stand out, right? What differentiates ourselves from other destinations and other beach destinations? Why is the beach experience here different than anywhere along the Panhandle, Florida? And I can tell you, very different than California. Coming from there, you know, if you'd listen to California marketing, they'd have you believe that they've got the best beaches. And that is definitely not true. They don't stand a chance. Now, they might have a little better surfing out on the coast, but you can't beat Gulf beaches. And I'm excited about, you know, making sure in a time like this, where certainly our funding has been limited due to, you know, some of the shutdown that's happened since March, that we really got to focus on those things, the biggest drivers, and that'll get people here. And then we have all kinds of resources, whether it's the website or Insider's Guide or our app, our social media, that'll show them all the things that they can do to the point where they're like, well, I can't possibly get all this done in one visit. We're going to have to come back.
I mean, absolutely. I have to watch myself because I know you're mentioning California beaches compared to Florida beaches. My girlfriend's from California, so I have to sort of be careful with what I say.
I think she would agree, Davis. I think Amanda would agree.
I will say, like, although San Diego is an absolutely beautiful, beautiful, beautiful city, and Carlsbad was awesome, I did not like having to basically climb a mountain trying to get to the beach. So that, but I will digress from that point. No, this is a cool area. So, and we're very happy to have you here, Darren, to bring in your perspective, to bring in your experience, and just to add to the success of this community. And frankly, I think that you've been met with certain challenges that have been out of everyone's hands, but yet, has it been like a perspective thing? Like, okay, like if I can tackle this, if we can tackle this as a group, like we're definitely going to be okay moving forward. Like, how have you viewed all of these challenges?
Well, it's been interesting to have so many things that are outside of our control that we have to react to. And I'm looking forward now being more proactive and strategically implementing our marketing and putting programs together versus being in that reactionary role. So that's what the future holds for us.
And then also, you mentioned it before, you have a big events like the Sun Belt Conference that is coming in. Looking forward to when March Madness can start building back up, and it starts in Pensacola.
Absolutely. Sure. Absolutely. I mean, the events that are going to be coming back online, and then big events like Sunbelt coming to town, that just is going to gain more interest to our area, not only in just visitation for marketing, but business and more events and just ways to really kind of bring people and industry to Pensacola, which is, you know, the common goal here. And so we really want to see people enjoy March Madness and enjoy this Sunbelt Conference while they're at the games. We want them to be in our restaurants and stay in our lodging and enjoy downtown. So I think this is going to open up doors for all of our business in the market and really help people kind of get back to that quote unquote normal that they're missing right now.
Well, that actually starts next weekend. We have the Seafood Festival next yes. weekend. So that's, you know, a big event that's coming back online. And it may look a little different, but it's a step towards, you know, normalcy and getting people out of their homes and to be able to enjoy, you know, the weather and the fact that, you know, in our area, there's a lot of space. And so whether you're trying to find your own piece of the beach or outdoor recreation, there is plenty of room for everybody to enjoy that.
I'm always very excited about the seafood festival coming in town. That I probably eat the most seafood in the year because it's very easy to eat seafood in this area, and sure. I love myself some good salmon or some fried shrimp. I don't know if I could ever squeeze enough seafood in my body in that one weekend than I would any other time in the year. But it's such a fun event. It's a big time attraction. People from all over the area, all over the Panhandle, love to come in town for this event.
Oh yeah, Fiesta does a great job with that event and all their events that they put on. So I'm excited that after pushing it out, you know, a few times, they're now able to bring it back and have it come online. And, you know, shortly after that, we're going to have Frank Brown Festival out in Perdido Key. So they're going to be changing things, but it's coming back. And that's an international songwriters festival that really supports downtown, but the venues of Perdido Key. And it brings in writers from all over the world. And Andy Haynes will be glad because I got that right. But all over the world to support what they do and to support just our love for music in this area. We're going to have the lights downtown. So that will be something really exciting and just giving that people a sense of holiday and family and just getting outside and enjoying it. And that's really been our key message during all of this is Pensacola is a great community because there's so much you can do outside. So we've got wide open spaces, wide open beaches. You can enjoy adventure at your own pace, but outside. And that was, you know, the key here is that's safe to do. You can get outside and go for a walk. You can go for a bike ride. You can go lay on the beach with your family. You can still physically distance while enjoying Pensacola. And we've now deemed it coastal distancing.
Coastal distancing. I like it. I like it. That's a very, I'm sick and tired of social distance. So here
so
we are.
Coastal distance.
Let's coastal distance. And well, guys, thank you so much for being here. Nicole Stacy, Darren Schaefer of Visit Pensacola. We appreciate the time. And we look forward to seeing you out and about the community.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.